Oh boy, here we go.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast, where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself, Stretch Roberts. So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon. Ooh. Here is your host, Stretch.
And that would be me, your hostess with the mostest. All right, I'm going to start my video right now, which is real quick what I'm going to do on Instagram, because I said I was going to get back to some shock collaring and some jacking fools up, and that is me that I jack up. Let's see if you guys can hear that. That's the beep. And then I'll hit the other button in a minute, and I'll zap the hell out of myself. Why am I zapping myself with a dog collar on? Because I failed the 5-pound challenge. I didn't do it last week because I was still in a funk about my dog. Still in a funk about my dog, but I am up to the challenge of now. Like my hat, too, says, make America stretch again. That's right. Make America stretch again. It's a stupid hat I got. It's funny, though. All right, let's go. Let's do this. I got it full speed, too. This puppy's cranked up. Let's see where we are. This thing goes to 15. So let's make sure we're on 15. There you go. You can see it. You can see it's on 15. 15. That's looks like 21, but that's 15. You see it backwards on the camera. And let's give her a whirl. Let's see what happens. 1, 2, 3. Poopy! That hurts like a biatch. What's weird is I hear it in my headphones. It makes a weird noise. The signal, because I had it really close to my microphone. Let's do that again. And one more zap before we go. I'll give myself 5 zaps. I missed it by 5 pounds, so throughout the podcast today, I'll get 5 zaps. That's one. Oh, freaking crap, that hurts. That's 2. 15 is really strong. Who would put this on their dog? Like, these are dog collars. I don't put them on my dog. I got them for zapping myself. Oh, man. God, that hurts. Right on the neck bone. Yeah, that hurts like hell. You can see my face twitch. Fun stuff. All right, I turned off my video. That's all they're going to get. You guys, though, we are in the middle of the brand new podcast for this week, a short work week, I hope, for all of you. I hope you guys get a 4-day weekend. I do not. I get one day off, but I screwed up. I have my final shoulder visit, and knock on wood, final visit for my shoulder on Wednesday. And the doctor wouldn't give me an early morning appointment. Usually I get like an 8 o'clock appointment, 8:30. And then I get to work and I'm there well before 10. But this time, I couldn't get an appointment till like 10:30, 11. So I can't go to work and come back in that time because traffic is so bad. So I'm going to just like take half day. But it's the wrong day, wrong way halfway. I'll show up at noon and then I'll get out of there at 5, which is cool, but not really cool because I'm doing it wrong. I'm going to sit in traffic like a yahoo. But that is my day. Let's give myself another whack-a-doodle. God, that hurts. That's 3. I only got 2 more. Right. I have a lot of fun little stories to talk about today. It seems weird. I get into a rhythm on these stories, and a lot of times they like get in line with each other. The rhythm I got into today is menstrual cycles. Going to be fun to talk about menstrual cycles. Yeah, men want to talk about menstrual cycles like they want to talk about running red-hot pokers up their pee hole. Just not want to happen. And I want to tell you something. I grew up in a house with myself, my brother, my dad, and my mom. So 3 boys and 1 female. I never heard once ever the word period, ever. I never heard ever in my life until I got with girlfriends and stuff about I'm having cramps, I'm having this or that. I never heard that, ever. So that was a shock to me in my adult life when I moved in with my first girlfriend, and she was a psychopathic bitch 2 weeks out of the month. And it's never backed off from that. Like, every time, and like, why are you telling me this? I don't want to hear about your... I don't want to know about these things. Stop. I don't want to know. But hey, we're going to do 2 stories on them today. Challenge-wise, we got to get into another challenge. This is a weird week, though, so I'm not going to start one yet. I know how I am. I know me. I don't want to lose, so I'm not doing a challenge this week. It is 4th of July. I barbecued tonight, Sunday, and then I'm going to barbecue again on Thursday, and then I go back to work on Friday, and then I'll probably barbecue again next weekend. It's grill season, full-on grill season, and I did get into the Costco on Friday, and I bought those roasts that you chop into steaks, and I bought two big ones, so I have a ton of steaks to grill on Thursday. I got to get in there and chop those up, but it's going to be cool. Tonight, I did carne asada. It was really good. I bought a Tapatio marinade that I found in the store, dumped it in there, and marinated it for a good 24, maybe like 30 hours, and then grilled it tonight, and it soaked in really nice, and it was tasty. I love me the beef. Beef is what's for dinner. I love the beef. Oh, here we go. Okay. Oh, baby. That hurts. Man, that's four. I got one more to get to in the show. Right now, let's talk about something that, well, if you go to the gym, you either do this or you're one of those people that look at the people that do this and go, these idiots. I'm talking about the Stanley water bottles. Now, Stanley got a thing. What's weird is my kid got into one that was also equally expensive that they sold at REI, was the first place I had to buy them. And then they started selling them at like Whole Foods and stuff. But it was water bottles when she played volleyball, and all of the kids had the same brand, and it was not a Stanley, but it was just a metal water bottle that they were all super into. And they were real expensive. The Stanleys are super expensive, and they say the big one was called the Quencher, a stainless steel jug that holds 40 ounces of water or any liquid you put in it at the perfect temperature for up to 2 days, and it became this huge trend, they say, almost like a cult following of people with their Stanleys going to the gym with their 40 ounces of water. And they look stupid because it's like you're carrying around this giant jug of water, like everywhere you go. Well, Stanley has come through now, and they have made a one for walking, just in particular for walking. And it's got a strap on it. And it, you know what it looks like? The shape of it reminds me of a canteen. It's kind of flat so it won't roll. The other Stanleys are like big, round, giant mugs, basically. This one is, it looks like a canteen. It's flat and it goes on it. You hold it like a purse, it has like a purse strap on it. And it's called the Stanley Cross Bottle. And it's smaller, only 23 ounces, but it keeps the temperature cold in it for 12 hours instead of for 2 days because it's not as thick of a metal in it, but it is $75. It is $75. That is effing nuts for a water bottle. And I get there's a lot of science and stories and reports and studies that drinking water out of plastic bottles is very unhealthy for you. That especially if you leave the bottle in your car and let it get like the heat releases toxins from the plastic into the water, then you drink it and it causes all kinds of bad crap. But that's a real thing. So that kind of spiked these metal water bottles where people just use metal and wash them out. Now, if you're at my house and you have, well, let's just say not everyone's a smart stretch in my house, they put shit in their metal water bottles and then don't rinse them out, and then they stink like ass, like literally like you're going to explode because they stink so bad, and they'll leave the cap on them or they'll wash them and then screw the cap on real tight so they don't lose the cap. And then next time you open it, that little bit of water they didn't get out of there or whatever was in there is stinky. Like I'm not a fan of the metal water bottles either, unless you put them in the dishwasher. And they never do that ever at my house. Never, ever, 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 ever. And it drives me crazy. Let's go. Last one. Da poo. Man, that hurts. All right, I'm taking this thing off. It's going to accidentally fire. That was five. That was one for each pound I missed it by. Oh, let me turn this thing off. Off you go. All right, off you go. Let me turn the remote off. Ooh, boy, that was bad. All right, and off you go. All right, everything is off. Anytime you did anything with that remote, it fired through the microphone. It was kind of weird. All right, let's get into more stories. For the weekend, didn't get anything done. I'm just excited that I'm hopefully going to be free as of Wednesday from the doctor. And I will be, if that's the case, I'll be back in the gym on Friday. I'll be back to lifting weights, even though I'm not going to go in there and blow it. Don't think I'm going to go in there and blow my shoulder out after having gone through the hell of the last, five months, whatever the hell it's been. It's been awful. I'm going to take it easy, but I will be back to lifting weights if I get cleared. Doctor's going to try to scare me. He always does. You know, you're an idiot. I'm reluctant to release you because, well, you're stupid. I'm like, hey, that's not nice. All right, let's get into this. Next story. If you're a night owl, you're also going to be crazy. That's right. Going to bed by 1 a.m. can lower your risk of developing mental and behavioral conditions such as depression and anxiety, according to a new study. They studied 74,000 adults. The researchers expected that staying true to your chronotype would be very important. I have no idea what the chronotype is. They say sleep timing known as chronotype with the actual sleep behavior. So the sleep pattern of people that stayed up past 1 o'clock in the morning, they found alignment with your chronotype is not crucial here. That reality is being up late is not good for your mental health. And this is according to the professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at Stanford University. And the big unknown is why. So if you stay up later than 1 o'clock at night, night owls who aligned with their chronotype were 20 to 40% more likely to have a mental health disorder diagnosis compared with night owls on an early or intermediate sleep schedule. So if you stay up late and get up early, you kind of know. But if you stay up late and then sleep in, you're 20 to 40% more likely to have a mental health issues. That's kind of fun. They don't know why, but that's what the study told them. Those who rise with the sun tend to have the best mental health of everyone. And if you, what happens if you rise with the sun and you stay up late? You're only going to do that so many days, and then you're going to be dragging ass. You know you're dragging ass, and then you're going to go to bed early. Get to a regular sleep pattern. So the evening person who is up late thinks they're feeling great. They also say there's something to be done with bad decisions in your life. If you're up past 3 o'clock, you're probably drinking or doing drugs, and you do really bad crap at that point. So they think there's something to do with that as well. Another story I saw today, and this happened more than a week ago now, Shifty Shellshock died. The singer from Crazy Town. I liked Crazy. Crazy Town was like a super pop rock band, and the dude was all tatted out like he was this hardcore punk rock dude or something. And he was cool. I met Shifty Shellshock last year doing something with the Big 49, and he was a cool dude. He accidentally OD'd on some drugs, which has happened to a hell of a lot of people, especially musical people. And they say he's had addiction issues for years and years and years, but he is now deceased at the age of 49 years old. So shout out to Crazy Town. Come, my lady. Come, my lady. That song. That was Shifty Shellshock. All right. Now let's get into menstrual talk. I'm going to talk a little period for you. Oh, boy. This one is one of the ones that drives me crazy. And by the way, so let's think about this, ladies. How would you like to get 3 to 5 days off of work each month so you could deal with your menstrual cycle? Oh, that'd be great. Well, guess what? Move to Spain and you got that. They're already doing this in Spain. It's called the, this doctor wrote a book called The Menopause Reset. And they say that every employee should have 3 days off every single month, no questions asked. And you take it when you take it. And it would strictly be for women who have a hard time with their period, their menstrual cycle. They say, let your employee use their prerogative because you can tell them when to use it with their period. I think that's the most fair because that men can do it too. So they basically give them all 3 days off for men, there would be like a mental health day. But man, people used to take that crap at the university. Like someone would call out at the last minute on their shift and they'd be like, I needed a mental health day. And I would be like, you need to kick you in the nuts day. Like I'm old school. I used all of my sick days this year with the shoulder surgery. And the fact that my boss got me sick the day I went in for my surgery, I was deathly ill and then came out of it just sick as hell and was worst pain of my life for a week while I was sick. That was brutal. So I took all of my sick days. Other than that, I don't take sick days. I'm always been that guy of go to work sick. So this is not going to fall on receptive ears when you start saying every lady should have 3 days off for her menstrual cycle and guys should have them too. So it's only fair. No, I'm okay. If this was a real thing and women needed the time off, I would say, shut up, dudes. You can't menstruate, even though now we know there's men that would argue that. I menstruate every month. And that's why they can't do this. They've gone down a rabbit hole of effing themselves to where now they say stupid crap like men can get pregnant and just it's insane. And now with that, we've got someone pushing to give everyone 3 days off a month. 3 days off a month. Wow. That's a lot of days off in the year. And do you get your regular sick days too? Or do you just get 3 sick days a month now instead of... And just so you know, the place where I currently work at, they had to change their policy because of California law changed. We only had 3 sick days a year there that were paid. Up until last year when California changed it, that you have to give a week. So now we have 5. We also only have 5 vacation days, and it doesn't matter if you've been there for 25 years like some people. You get 5 paid vacation days a year, and that's it. Boss is super cool. If you want to, a lot of people take off 2 weeks or whatever and just say, I'm not getting paid for one. He's like, whatever. But yeah, people have been there a long time, and they only get 5 days off, but it's still a great place to work. I like it there. Yeah, so here we go. People getting their menstrual cycle on and getting off. Say, meanwhile, in Indonesia, female workers are not obliged to work on the first 2 days of their menstrual cycle if they are experiencing any pain. Spain became the first European country to entitle workers to paid menstrual leave, giving women 3 to 5 days off a month for their menstrual cycle. And like I said, I didn't have that growing up. Like, I didn't know anything about that till I became an adult and left my home. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? Why are you so evil? Why are you the devil? What do you mean you're in pain? What's going on? Ah, fun times. All right, let's continue the menstrual talk. Ladies, have you thought recently, in recent years, like the last, I don't know, let's give it 3 years since inflation has been out of effing control? Have you thought maybe there's something going on with my body that I'm having heavier flow? That I can't, like I'm blowing through these things a lot faster than normal? Well, guess what? Women are slowly waking up to the reality that the latest item to get hit with shrinkflation are tampons. Tampons are shrinking as manufacturers seek to pad their profits. A growing number of users are arguing, saying they feel strung along, even as experts insist there's never been a change. That no, it's you, you crazy. But a lot of women are now coming forward going, something is not right. Even healthcare providers. Some women have gone to their healthcare provider wondering if something is up with their body because of what's happening. And it is now a big conspiracy theory that tampon makers have been doing shrinkflation, something that we've seen in scores of consumer products with, you know, candy bars or packaging changes on a lot of things where the bottom goes up. Instead of, it's like now domed. It used to be a flat bottom. Now it's domed so they can put less in and the price goes up. But the amount you get is less. That is a real thing with many, many products. Or you look at it and be, damn, I know. I swear you used to buy the cube of ground beef or ground turkey. That thing went from a rectangle to a square during shrinkflation. It's really changed up. The price hasn't gone down. And that's what they mean by shrinkflation. It's the same price for a lot less product. This lady, this article is about, says she went to her doctor and says, like, something wrong with me. I'm really having issues with my tampons, and I'm going through a lot more than I normally would. And apparently they've gotten smaller. When they're smaller, they hold less fluid. When they hold less fluid, you got to change them out, and you get leakage and all kinds of awful situations. So it's not you, ladies. It is shrinkflation. If you are seeing that, talk to your tampon maker. Because it's not you. Don't talk to your doctor, because the doctor's going to be like, I don't know, let's check it out. What's happening? And you're going to say, well, I'm my flow. Aunt Flo is killing me. And that's not the case. Aunt Flo is not killing you. It is shrinkflation that's killing you. That's not even cool. Man. Getting back into the gym this week, I will do a workout video for the first time in a long time. I'm very excited. I still got to do the brush my teeth with the bacon toothpaste, which is going to be disgusting. I hope I don't barf, because that's gross. I was really happy this weekend. Got to be at home, spend time with my two dogs that I have still. And it's really cool to see my young female German Shepherd really taking on the role of Sarge. It's cool to see. Sarge was the alpha dog of this house for a very, very long time, her whole life since she's been here. Sarge ran stuff, even though he couldn't even get up at the end, and he just laid there, and if she would walk by him, he would bite her. God, he was such my dog. And he would get nasty still, even though he couldn't walk, and she was afraid of him. So he ran stuff, and he's the guy that looked out for the pug. He always looked out for the pug, and I was very concerned when Sarge died. I was like, the pug is screwed, because the young female shepherd just knocks him over, steps on him, does not care about him. And she's really changed. She's really become a different dog in the last week since my dog Sarge died. She literally will lay down and let the pug lick her, which is what Sarge always did. And she's letting him, and it's weird because she used to bite him or get up and run away from him and then come back or slap him with her paw or something when he tried to do stuff like that. But she's just allowing it. She's being a very good dog. She's also gotten psychoprotective. Okay, I have to tell you this. She's probably more protective than Sarge was. Sarge wasn't going to let anything come into the yard or anything, but he wasn't hyper-vigilant. He just, you know, he watched. If you came up to the door, you were going to get an assful or something like that until the end when he just didn't give an F. But she would bark, and we got her, and she was now the barker and would chase after people. All right, I'm in my house yesterday. No one's home but me and the dogs. And I have the front door open. The screen is closed. And she just lays there and watches, just like Sarge would do forever. She'll sit there and watch anything that goes by. And then she'll growl and growl and bark a little. And I heard her growl. And I look out there, and there's this old dude that annoys the piss out of me. And he's walking down my street, and he walks multiple times a day with this dick dog. And the dog goes crazy when it walks by my house, when it knows my dogs are out there, and barks at my dogs. Well, it sensed that she was there, probably smelled her or whatever, and it started going crazy. And she was in the house not barking, being really good, and it was barking and barking and jumping on my gate. And she was in the house. She wasn't even in the yard. So I'm like, oh, man. So I walk over to the door, and I look, and I see it's that guy and that dog. And I'm like, you think I'm going to sit here and let your dog act like a dick to my dog on my dog's turf, and my dog's being really good, and you can't control your dog? And I opened the door and said, go get him. She went bat crap crazy. She literally tried to go over the fence and eat them, and it scared the guy so bad, the guy almost fell over because she jumped up biting and barking up at his face level. Oh, it was wonderful. I love that dog. That dog is the official king of, you kids get the F off my lawn. You kids don't even walk by my lawn. And Sarge was never that bad, especially to people. Sarge was usually cool to people and hated dogs, but she hates anything that moves, and I'm really starting to love my female German Shepherd. She's becoming me is what she's doing. You kids get off my lawn. I'll effing kill you. She's on there. I'm sorry. I love it. I absolutely love it. All right, I'm going to wrap up early. You know why? It's 4th of July week. It's a short week. Who's going to work? You guys are probably getting a four-day weekend. I'm not, so now I'm pissy pouty. I'm going to get out of here. I will come back on Friday, though, with a very special bonus pod for the 4th of July weekend. So you guys have a great week. I will talk to you again on Friday. So peace out.